On Monday morning, in the latest black bear sighting in central Jersey, a young black bear was spotted on the grounds of the Rainbow Child Care Center, Lieutenant Michael Maxwell, spokesman for the township police, said. The bear was seen by a teacher at the center and immediately reported. Police arrived upon scene shortly thereafter, and the bear soon moved on from the area. Quote, a juvenile black bear was spotted grazing in our vegetable garden by one of our teachers, and we quickly called police, said Gina Sayage, operations director for Rainbow. We gathered the kids who were inside at the time and kept them inside for the rest of the day. Quote, we talked to animal control and received some helpful tips about being a good neighbor and being bear aware, and what to do and what not to do when you encounter a bear, unquote. During this time of year, black bears are coming out of their torpor, a state of semi-hibernation, and searching for food and mates, said Lawrence Hajna, who is a spokesman for the New Jersey Division of Environmental Protection Agency's Division of Fish and Wildlife. The younger bears are striking out and looking to carve out their territory to find a mate, said Hajna. Or you may see mother bears out with their cubs. You may see a bear passing through a residential area, but they tend to follow the stream carriers along wooded and swampy areas. They're looking for skunk cabbage, a leafy plant that grows along the edges of waterways, said Hajna. Petals, the injured walking black bear who gained a lot of notoriety last year, hasn't been sighted, said Hajna. He was last spotted in December. As far as I know, there have been no sightings of Petals, said Hajna. I'm assuming he's out in the woods somewhere, not being seen. If that's the case, it's a good thing. We don't want him to be a sideshow. Thus far, there have been several black bear sightings in central Jersey over the past 2 weeks. In Southbound Brook, near Prospect and Elizabeth Streets, in Greenbrook, near Greenbrook Road and Sebring's Mills Road in the woods, and in Greenbrook Park at the border between Greenbrook and Plainfield, in Watchung in the Johnston Drive area, in Boundbrook in the area of Boundbrook Cemetery near the Bridgewater border. If a black bear is spotted, Hajna said, residents should leave him alone and let him move on and find a way out of the neighborhood. The black bear is likely just passing through the neighborhood searching for food. If a black bear is spotted rummaging through trash cans, searching for good or posing a safety threat, residents should contact authorities. If you somehow find yourself face-to-face with a black bear who is not acting aggressive, you should remain calm, try to make yourself look as big as possible, and avoid direct eye contact. Wave your arms, make loud noises, and back up slowly. Whatever you do, never run, Hajna said. That's the last thing you want to do. The bear will consider you prey. Residents should never feed a black bear, leave their pets uneaten food in the open, or fail to secure the lid of their trash cans, Hajna said. Nor should residents approach a black bear to take pictures or videos. He said you should stay at a safe distance and use your zoom lens. Black bears' attacks seldom occur. In fact, from January 1st to May 20th, 2016, black bear sightings are down more than 21% over the same period last year, which was 176 last year to 138 this year, according to the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife. The number of counties reporting black bear sightings is also down from 15 to 12. Category 1 incidents involving black bears, the most serious, are down from 23 in 2015 to 9 in 2016. The only spike in a major category came in black bears hit by a motor vehicle, increasing from 15 to 28. From my seat, things seem pretty quiet so far, Hajna said. Maybe it's due to public education. Hajna said anyone wishing to report bear sightings, damage, or nuisance behavior should call the Division of Fish and Wildlife at 877-927-6337 or their local police department. So there you have it. You've just learned a lot about what to do with black bears. Most of the time, they shouldn't be in your way. You should just avoid them or back up slowly. Do not make eye contact and do not run. Those are the two things. And just wait for them to move on. They're just looking for food, and if they don't find it by you, you're fine. What is the food? Well, it's pets and it's open food and trash cans. So those are the things you need to keep locked up so that they're not going to affect you. All right, we're going to take a quick break, do the news, and we'll be back with Hunting Chamber Radio Sports in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunting on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Multiple media outlets project Hillary Clinton's reached the number of delegates needed to secure the Democratic presidential nomination. Rival Bernie Sanders rejecting that projection. Meantime, Terry Moore notes there's still a big primary today in California.
We've been crisscrossing the state, going from south to north and east to west.
Hillary Clinton was once a heavy favorite in California, but polls show a tight race with Bernie Sanders.
If the turnout is high, we will win. If the turnout is very high, I think we will win by big numbers. If the turnout is low, we will probably lose.
Primaries are also set today in New Jersey, Montana, New Mexico, and South Dakota. And North Dakota holds a Democratic caucus.
Well, Tropical Storm Colin pounding Florida. The storm making landfall overnight, packing 50-mile-an-hour winds as it moves northeast toward the Atlantic. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
Primaries being held in California, New Jersey, Montana, New Mexico, and South Dakota, along with Democratic caucuses in North Dakota today. And as that all happens, it looks like Hillary Clinton's locked up the Democratic presidential nomination, which means she's looking forward to an endorsement soon.
Obviously, I'm excited about having the president's support.
That's Hillary Clinton clearly anticipating an endorsement from President Obama within the next few days.
I was honored to serve in the president's cabinet as the Secretary of State.
That's Clinton speaking to reporters in Linwood, California, saying that President Obama doesn't get enough credit for saving the economy from the Great Recession. She says she wants to continue a lot of his policies. Clinton could lock up the nomination delegate-wise with wins in California and New Jersey in Tuesday primaries.
Grace, a prosecutor, says the mother of a boy who fell into the gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo leading to the shooting death of Harambe won't be charged. The prosecutor saying the mother didn't act in any way that was harmful to the boy. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The next Baltimore cop being tried in connection with the death of Freddie Gray will not have his case decided by a group of his peers. Officer Caesar Goodson opting for a bench trial during a pretrial hearing yesterday morning. The same judge who found Officer Edward Nero not guilty last month on multiple charges will hear Goodson's case. Goodson facing the most serious charges related to Gray's death. A 9/11 hero has passed away. USA's Anthony Lucero is here to explain.
The last known surviving 9/11 search dog is dead. Brittany was a 16-year-old golden retriever that joined nearly 100 other canines to search for victims in the rubble of the World Trade Center. She was euthanized on Monday at a vet clinic outside of Houston. Brittany and her owner Denise Corliss were
to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Brand-new continuous pain relief spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Coos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
Yeah, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this that's happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters, that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are
Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunami, flooding, natural disasters where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunami, flooding, natural disasters that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters that where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
You know, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunami, flooding, natural disasters, where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Koos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual start of the monsoon season.
Yeah, it's been over 20 years since they've seen something like this has happened where there's been flooding. I mean, it's been different things like tsunamis and different things, but not this kind of massive flooding. It seemed to be almost like a perfect storm.
After the rain ceased, floodwaters began receding, and officials said the death toll stands at about 92. Puno says workers supported by Gospel for Asia have distributed nearly 5,000 food packets to flood victims now living in relief camps.
Anytime you have kind of a water disaster, tsunamis, flooding, natural disasters where water is contaminated, the first immediate thing you try to do is get people to not be drinking contaminated water, and so then you kind of prevent the diseases from spreading and people getting sick.
Several churches and homes of workers supported by GFA are still flooded. I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com. Dr. Foreman saying even if Sanders pulls an upset win over Clinton in California, it may not matter.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're going to come out of Tuesday night with the delegates we need for her to be the first woman nominee on a major party ticket in the United States.
That's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta on Fox as we're one day away from the last big round of Democratic presidential primaries. 475 delegates are at stake in California. It's one of six states holding primary elections tomorrow. Officials in Ukraine say they've prevented a plot to attack the soccer European Championships in France. The Security Service of Ukraine had been following a French man since December, waited for him to buy guns and ammunition, then finally arrested him on the Ukrainian-Polish border late last month. And storm warnings and watches in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. National Hurricane Center saying the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Believe New Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Authorities in Cincinnati expected to announce today whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters will hold a press conference to announce the decision. The child falling into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by a 450-pound silverback gorilla named Harambe. The Blue Angels remember one of their own and Colorado native Jeff Coos.
The nation has lost an incredible husband, father, son, Marine, and teammate. Truly one of the absolute finest Americans this country can produce.
The Marine captain from Durango, Colorado, was killed when his Hornet crashed not long after taking off from the runway in Smyrna, Tennessee on Thursday during a practice run. The Navy said the 32-year-old was in his second year with the Blue Angels, his first year as a demonstration pilot. And Louisville's honoring their hometown hero who became an international icon all week. Scores of people of all races and faiths filling a local mosque last night to pay tribute to Muhammad Ali, who died on Friday. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The world of nature seems to be honoring legendary fighter Muhammad Ali. He died Friday at the age of 74. On Sunday, in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, thousands of bees settled in a tree next to a mural bearing the three-time heavyweight champ's most famous quote, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." Workers supported by Gospel for Asia are organizing relief efforts to help victims affected by flooding in Sri Lanka. USA Radio's Russ Jones has more.
Danny Punos, vice president of GFA, says 3 days of pounding rain arrived ahead of the usual.